早安。
Thank you for the wonderful piece of music from the choir. Is that great?
我们感谢和choir为我们的献诗。
Yeah, that was beautiful. That was great.
很美的一首诗歌。
25 years ago this week, I was very stressed.
25年前的这个礼拜，我相当的有压力。
I found myself in quite a dilemma.
我发现我自己在一个进退两难的一个状况当中。
It all came to a point right as the Christmas Eve service began.
刚好在发生在圣诞夜的那样子一个敬拜当中，刚开始快要的那个时候那个时候发生的。
It should have been everything was perfect.
应该是什么事情都是非常美好的。
1,000 people gathered in a sanctuary for a candlelighting service.
1,000个人在聚会堂当中有一个烛光的晚会。
A beautiful mood of Christmas.
圣诞夜这样一个美好的气氛当中。
Wonderful carols being sung.
很多的佳音的诗歌在被唱着。但是我非常的有压力。
Only think of one thing.
因为我脑袋当中只能想一件事情。
Easter.
复活节。
Easter.
复活节。
Let me explain.
让我来解释一下。
A few months earlier at our staff retreat.
在几个月前在我们的同工的退休会当中。
As our staff at the church was planning out the year.
我们这些同工在为今年整年在做计划。
I committed myself to do a bold thing for Easter.
我答应了要做一件很勇敢的事情，很胆大的事情。
I volunteered the idea of writing an Easter musical.
我答应要来写一个复活节的一个歌剧音乐剧。
And I've done lots of things with music.
我其实在音乐上面我做了很多的事工。
I had done a few things with drama.
我也曾经写过一些剧本。
But I had not written a musical.
但是我没有写过这样的音乐剧。
But I had months to get this musical written.
但是我有好几个月可以来慢慢来写这个音乐剧。
September, October, November, I kept trying to write this musical.
9月、10月、11月，所以我一直在想要怎么写这样的音乐剧。
Nothing.
什么都没发生。
No ideas.
完全不知道要写什么。
No music.
也没有任何的歌曲。
There was a lady in my church I had asked to direct this play.
我们教会当中有个姐妹，我要求她来指导这个剧。
Every week she would come to me and say,Where's the script?
然后每个礼拜都会问我说，哎，你的剧本在哪儿？
I need to know how to put the play together and to block the action.
我需要把这个音乐剧开始来开始来指导。
I said it's coming.
我说我跟他说快要了，会有的。
I had nothing.
但是我什么都没写出来。
The first week of December, I took a whole week off of work.
十二月的第一周，我把我放了整周的假，就想来写这个剧本。
I was writing, I was playing songs, coming up with ideas.
我一边写一边很多的音乐在我脑袋当中。
Nothing.
什么都没有。
My pastor began to ask me, "How is the Easter musical shaping up?"
然后我的牧师开始问我说，这个复活节的音乐剧怎么样啦？
Fine, don't bug me about it.
我说没事，你不要打扰我，不要问我。
So on Christmas Eve.I was stressed.
所以在那个圣诞夜的时候，我实在是压力很大。
About Easter.
我压力大来自于复活节的事。
Thinking about Christmas and Easter together is not a common thing.
把复活节跟圣诞节放在一起，好像不是一个很寻常的事。
But Easter is actually a part of the Christmas story.
但是复活节其实是圣诞节当中的一个故事一部分。
It's more common than you might think.
其实这样子想其实是比你想象当中还要真的是平凡的事。
The entire season of Christmas is not just about the baby born.
圣诞佳节这整个季节当中不光是一个讲到一个婴孩的诞生。
But it's looking ahead to the bigger story.
而是往前看那个更大的一个故事一个图像。
Let's look at one of the birth stories this morning, and I'll show you what I mean.
让我们来看看经文当中的一个故事，一个婴孩诞生的故事，然后我来跟大家分享更多。
Our story is in Matthew 1, verses 18 to 25.
我们故事是在马太福音第一章18节到25节。
I'm going to read it in English, the whole passage, and then Corinne will read it in Mandarin.
英文先读，中文后读。
This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
马太福音第十八章第一章十八到十五节这样说：耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现说，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的，她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他为他的名为以马内利，以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房，等他生了儿子就给他起名叫耶稣。
So let's take a look at a couple of verses from this passage.
那我们来看看当中一些经文。
So verse 21, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
21节讲到说，他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶中救出来。
And then let's look at the next verse here, on 25, jumping ahead.
然后我们就再跳到25节来看一看。
And he gave him the name Jesus.
然后他给他起名叫耶稣。
So there's a very interesting future element in that first verse, isn't there?
所以在这些经文当中有一些具有未来性的意思，在这经文当中。
The present is the baby and the name, but the future is what he will do.
在当下的时候，婴儿的名字是反映到未来他会做什么事。
So the birth is about the present and the future.
所以这样的一个诞生是关于现在也跟未来有关的。
An important part of the story is clearly the name Jesus.
在这边很重要的一件事情是这个名字耶稣。
So what's with this name, Jesus?
所以耶稣这名字是什么意思呢？
Jesus, very common name back in that time, a couple thousand years ago.
在几千年前，耶稣这个名字是一个蛮普遍的名字。
A lot of families named their sons with this name.
很多家庭就把儿子会取名叫耶稣。
The Hebrew version that they would have named their children with was not Jesus, but was a little different.
在希伯来文当中，这个取名这个耶稣，这个名字的发生不太是耶稣这个字。
It literally means Yahweh saves.
它的意思是 Yahweh saves.
Or Joshua.
或是约书亚。
So very very common.
是一个非常普遍的名字。
Part of why it was so common was what the name meant.
为什么这样子一个很普遍的名字，是因为这个名字的意思。
It identified the Messiah.
它就是这个名字就认同就是弥赛亚的意思。
The one who saves.
那个拯救者。
Now, we don't look at this, but the very first verse of the Gospel.
然后我们来看看那个啊，在啊福音书当中的第一节。
Matthew says the name Jesus, the Messiah.
这边提到马太福音提到说，耶稣就是弥赛亚。
The one whose name literally the one who saves.
那名字就是意思是说那个救拯救的那个人。
And our passage here later in chapter 1, we see that Matthew wants us to know that Joseph was the one who named Jesus.
接下来的经文当中我们可以看到约瑟就是要取 名字叫做耶稣。
It was important for legal standing for this to come from the Father.
约瑟取这个名字其实是有 在法律上面的一个功用。
Though of course, Joseph did not choose the name.
当然约瑟他父亲并没有选这个名字。
He might have been thinking Robert or Kevin or...
他有可能心中想的是要取Robert 或是 Kevin。
But he was clearly told, Jesus, the one who saves.
但是他很清楚的被告知说要取名是耶稣那个拯救者。
And all through chapter 1 earlier, Matthew has given us this long list of names going back to David and Abraham.
那在马来福音经前面的时候我提到从亚伯拉罕 一长串的名字接连下来。
To establish that this baby born is the son of David.
为了要建立让我们看到说这个小孩是的确是大卫的子裔。
The one who saves, the Messiah.
那个拯救者那个弥赛亚。
Names are a very important thing.
名字是很重要的。
Not always in United States culture.
不光是在美国的文化里头。
Most people I know name their children in the United States because they like the name.
很多人美国人取为孩子取名字很单纯喜欢这个名字。
I don't know. In Chinese, Taiwanese backgrounds, are name meanings important?
我不知道对中国人或是台湾人来讲，这个名字是很具有很深远的意义吗？
Some of you have had several names, a Chinese name and an English name.
我们当中有些人会有中文名字，会有英文名字。
And I know many of you have deep meaning in probably both names.
那我知道你们名字不管是中文、英文都有很具有很深远的意思在当中。
Where's Joshua? Saw this morning. Is he in here?
Tony 的儿子 Joshua 在哪里？
Oh, we got multiple Joshuas.
我们有好多个Joshua.
Yeah, one who saves.
那个拯救者。
Big responsibility.
他的一些责任。
Now, my family, I don't know why they chose names.
我不太清楚我家人是怎么取名字的。
The first boy in my family, my parents named David.
我们家中的第一个小孩的名字叫 David.
Started with a D.
开头是 D.
So they had another boy.
又有另外一个小儿子。
Named him Dennis.
名字叫做 Dennis.
Another D.
又是以 D 开头的名字。
Then I came along.
然后我就出生了。
Now they were stuck.
然后他们就不知道怎么办。
They had to use a D name.
他们取的名字都已经 D 的好像都快要用掉了。
And they came up with Daryl.
然后他们就想到用 Daryl 这个名字。
It was even worse for my younger brother.
然后对我还有个弟弟，他的名字更不好。
Six years after me, he came along.
那因为在我出生过的六年，他出生了。
And he got the name Dwayne.
他的名字变成 Dwayne.
Which he never liked.
他很不喜欢这个名字。
And Daryl, I always kind of wondered about.
我对 Daryl 这名字常常有一些不晓得怎么回事。
Because my parents said there was no meaning to it, really.
那我因为父母跟我讲说这名字根本没什么意义。
So I looked up the meaning.
所以我就去找那个到底有什么含义。
Two meanings.
有两个含义。
The Earl of Normandy.
第一个是我是诺曼底的伯爵。
Daryl. I think that's where it came. Daryl. Well, that was one meaning.
这是其中一个意思是一个伯爵。
Second meaning.
第二个意思。
Mother's little darling.
妈妈的小心肝宝贝。
I decided to go with meaning number one.
所以我决定是要选择的第一个意思。
So I am the Earl of Normandy.
我是诺曼底的伯爵。
So what's with the name Jesus being so important?
是为什么耶稣这个名字这么重要呢？
And we ask this question because there's other names also listed for Jesus.
我问这个问题原因是因为还有耶稣还有其他的名字。
In fact, Matthew, in the next passage in our chapter,
在马太福音里面的另外一节当中
He gives us another name.
他又给了我们另外一个名字。
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel.
这些的事就是要成就应验主先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。
Which means God with us.
那翻出来意思就是说神与我们同在。
Why not Jesus?
为什么不是耶稣？
Next verse in the slide. This, of course, is quoting from the prophet Isaiah.
那这段经文是从以赛亚说出来的。
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
Well, we all know that we have multiple names sometimes, don't we?
我们都知道我们有时候会有两三个名字。
Some names identify the things we do.
有些名字是好像是我们因为我们做的事情而有那样的名字。
Or our character.
或是我们的特质
or our personality
或是我们的个性
for example there's a basketball player
比如说有一个篮球球员
named LeBron James
叫 LeBron James
familiar with him
对这名字很熟悉吗
pretty good
他打得很好
but he's known by the name sometimes King James
但是他有另外一个很有名的名字叫做 King James
I thought that was a version of the Bible.
我以为那个是圣经来的。
But it's also a name given to him.
那这是也是别人给他的一个名字。
And his team, by the way, plays the Philadelphia 76ers today.
他们今天来敌对的球员是我们的费城的球队。
The Sixers have no chance.
我们费城球队真的是大概会输了。
Against King James.
因为我们要敌对的是King James.
But we know many people this way.
那我们知道有很多人都有这样子的名字。
At Eastern University.
在东方大学。
Jeff Lawton, Dr. Lawton.
Jeff Lawton 博士。
Is known as the master of macromolecules.
他是高分子生物的大师。
Technically, it's the master of macromolecules and host-pathogen interactions.But, yeah.
高分子生物大师。
A lot of us can't figure that one out. It's a long name. So just master of macromolecules works just fine.
Okay, 对，那个高分子生物的大师就很好了。
And we all know that Anna actually knows more about the subject, probably.
那我们都知道，我们的师传道这个很懂的。
And other people. Corinne Song.
还有另外一个人Corinne Song.
She's known as the Wizard of DCC.
是我是DC 学校的一个。
Many other names for the Messiah.
对我们的弥赛亚有许许多多不同的名字。
So Emmanuel was one of the things he would be called.
所以以马内利是他当中的一个会被称呼的名字。
In fact, the next chapter of Isaiah, which we won't look at up here, but the next chapter.
但是另外以赛亚在另外一章提到。
Gives a whole bunch of names.
给我们更多的名字。
Wonderful.
全能的
Counselor
奇妙的测试
The Mighty God
全能的神
The Everlasting Father
永在的父
The Prince of Peace
和平的君
Lots of wonderful titles
有这么多美好的名字
How many in the choir have sung Handel's Messiah?
我们choir 当中有多少人唱过哈利路亚这首
You got to do a solo for us then
你应该来独唱给我们听
Because that verse comes up in the Messiah, doesn't it?
因为在刚提到这些名字都在含在这个哈利路亚里面歌提到的。
It's one of the most beautiful songs in all that long piece of the Messiah.
对，在这首歌当中真的是弥赛亚，真是很多名字都被提到很美好的。我们不让 Roger 来唱。
But all these wonderful names, because Jesus does so many things.
有这些美好的名字，是因为耶稣做了许许多多的美好的事。
So Isaiah had told the people, talking about a situation under a king.
所以以赛亚提到说，在这个主掌权之下的一些事情。
He was writing about a good king who was trying to reclaim Jerusalem.
他提到说，一个王重新要来，真的是恢复耶路撒冷城。
And God promises a future hero.
然后神也应许了将来会有一个英雄出来。
One whose name would be Emmanuel.
他当中一个名字叫做以马内利。
God with us.
神与我们同在。
You see, Jesus, the name is about what he does.
你看耶稣这个名字是关于他做了，是跟他做了什么有关。
Emmanuel is who he is.
那以马内利是他本质是他是谁。
Can we go a screen up on that one?
我们给到下一个。
One more. Yeah, there we go. Jesus is what he does. He saves us. Emmanuel is who he is. God with us.
耶稣是他做了什么，他拯救了我们。那以马内利是他是谁，他是神是为我们同在。
Two important names that Matthew gives us for this one person.
有两个重要的名字在这个马太福音里面提到，跟我们有关来拯救我们的。
So what Jesus does is he saves his people.
耶稣做了什么，他拯救了人。
And Emmanuel is with us forever.
然后以马内利是与我们永远与我们同在的神。
So the very first verse of Matthew introduced us to Jesus, the Messiah.
所以在马太福音这边前面章节就是给我们介绍了谁是耶稣。
And then later, of course, Emmanuel, God with us.
然后接下来就提到以马内利神与我们同在。
And then in the very last verse of Matthew's Gospel.
然后在最后面在第一章最后面又提到。
In the very last chapter of the gospel,
在最后的这个里面最后一章里面有提到
，Jesus is with his disciples in this familiar passage.
在这个经文当中，耶稣是与他的门徒同在。
And Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
那耶稣就对他的门徒说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son.And of the Holy Spirit.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
然后教训吩咐我吩咐你们的都教训他们。
And then he finishes with this, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
所以他以这段话作为结尾，是我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
I am with you always.
我常与你们同在。
Emmanuel, God with us.
以马内利，神与我们同在。
Jesus' birth was very much about Christmas present.
耶稣的诞生是跟圣诞节是有关的，现在跟圣诞节有关的。
But also very much about Christmas future.
当然与跟未来的圣诞也是很有关系的。
It's a miraculous birth.
它是一个神迹式的诞生。
But the deeper miracle will come later.
那个很深远的这样的神迹，后面会才会发生。
When the one who saves does his saving work.
当那个来拯救我们的，来做救赎的工作。
And that's where Easter comes in.
这个是复活节就来了。
I never finished my Christmas Eve dilemma story.
我还没有跟你们分享完，说我那个圣诞夜的我的那个事情。
As I mentioned, I was quite stressed.
我已经前面提到了我非常的有压力。
We began the candle lighting service.
那我们开始点那个烛光，点蜡烛。
Looking forward to doing that this week.
你们大家是不是很期待这个星期要来做这件事呢
？It's beautiful. It's wonderful.
是很美好的，很美的一件事。
But we started singing, as we probably will hear as well, "Silent Night."
我们就是在唱那首平安夜的诗歌。
And at that service in candle lighting 25 years ago, I started to look at the words I was singing more carefully.
那在那个二十五年前那个圣诞夜，当我们在点蜡烛的时候，我很仔细的看平安夜的歌词。
Look at these words. We know these well, don't we?
那我们看看这些这个诗歌，我们很熟悉，对不对
？Silent night, holy night.
平安夜，圣诞夜。
All is calm, all is bright.
万暗中光华射。
Round yon virgin, mother and child.
照着圣母，也照着圣婴。
Holy infant, so tender and mild.
多少慈祥，也多少天真。
Sleep in heavenly peace.
尽享天赐安眠。
Sleep in heavenly peace.
尽享天赐安眠。
Then I sang verse 2.
接下来我们就开始唱第二段。
Silent night, holy night.
平安夜，圣善夜。
Shepherds quake at the sight.
牧羊人在旷野。
Glories stream from heaven afar.
忽然看见了天上光华。
Heavenly hosts sing Alleluia.
听见天君唱哈利路亚。
Christ the Savior is born.
救主今夜诞生。
Christ the Savior is born.
救主今夜诞生。
I began to see what Silent Night was about.
我开始去了解到这平安夜的意义在哪里。
The great Christmas carol was about the future.
这像一个美好的平安夜的一个佳音诗歌是跟未来有关的。
It was not just about Christ the baby sleeping.
不光是耶稣这个婴孩在那边安详的睡觉。
But Christ the Savior.
但是是基督那个拯救者。
And then verse 3.
然后第三节经文。
Silent night, holy night.
平安夜，圣善夜。
Son of God loves pure light.
神子爱光皎洁。
Radiant beams from thy holy face.
救赎宏恩的黎明来到。
With the dawn of redeeming grace.
圣容发出来，荣光普照。
Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
耶稣我主降生。
Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
耶稣我主降生。
My stress fell away from me.
我所有的压力全部一扫而空。
Because I didn't know what my play was going to be about, but I knew it was going to be about Easter.
我还是不知道我到底要怎么写剧本，但是我知道是跟复活节有关的。
And Christmas.
然后跟圣诞节也有关。
And I went home that night and I started writing feverishly.
然后我回到家之后我就很热切的文字中的写了很多。
And that eventually resulted in an Easter play.
结果这样子一个复活节的一个音乐剧就产生了。
Before its long run on Broadway.
在还没有到那个纽约百老汇那边上演。
Yes, it only had one performance, you're right. Yeah.
只有那么一次。表演。
But the final scene in this play of mine.
但是这最后我写的音乐剧的最后一个场景。
Was Jesus on the cross.
是耶稣在十字架上。
His back to the audience.
他背对着观众。
The cast of high school students all around the cross looking up.
剩下那些表演的那些高中生都往上看那个十字架。
As radiant beams of light shone down from his face.
耶稣的圣容发出来的光照在每一个学生的脸上。
And the cast in one of the weirdest Easter moments ever.
在这样子一个表演者一个非常很奇怪的特殊的一个时刻当中。
Saying Silent Night.
他们开始唱平安夜。
Holy Night.
圣善夜。
Son of God loves pure light.
神子爱光皎洁。
Radiant beams from thy holy face.
救赎宏恩的黎明来到。
With the dawn of redeeming grace.
圣容发出来的荣光普照。
Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
耶稣我主降生。
Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
耶稣我主降生。
And Easter and Christmas connected for me at last.
圣诞复活节跟圣诞节是相连结合在一起的。
As we enjoy celebrating the birth of the baby this week.
当我们这个星期我们在享受着我们的耶稣基督降生的时候。
Let's remember the long story.
让我们记得。
The future.
未来还有更多美好的故事要发生。
Future Christmas.
未来的圣诞节。
At Easter.
在复活节。
Let's pray for a moment.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for this story.
主啊，我们感谢你为这个故事来感谢你。
Thank you that even as the gospel writers wrote.
感谢你这个福音书的作者这样子写。
They knew that this story was not just about a present miracle.
他们知道这样子一个神迹不光是跟现在有关的。
But a future event.
也是跟未来有关的。
Where the one named Jesus.
是那个名叫耶稣的
the one called Emmanuel,
那个叫称为以马内利的
would save all people from their sins.
会把万人从罪恶当中拯救出来
Amen.
Amen.